The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we decided it's Wednesday. We want to fly away with Lenny Kravitz. And this was a special request by our sponsor this morning, Avalon HR. So in the house, Chip Wood. So Chip is our VP of Sales and Marketing. And then we also have in the house, we have Stacey Oren, who is the HR and benefits manager.
That's us. If you're like most of us, it's January, the start of the new year. We're over the Christmas holidays. And, you know, I'm not even going to joke. We are absolutely dreaming about flying away somewhere with, you know, Lenny Kravitz or somewhere else.
Yes.
It's a little hectic in the HR and PEO world right now. We've been very blessed to have a lot of new folks join us for the first of the year. Our tax department is working very hard right now to close out our year.
Okay. And, which is probably true for so many companies right now, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot to it. And people, you know, start calling on January 1st and say, hey, where's my W-2 and things like that. Well, there's a lot that has to go into it. We have to balance out the state taxes and the federal taxes and make sure everything that we have is correct mm-hmm. and balanced before we can print W-2s. They will be available by the end of the month. They will be in the employee portal for those of you who are with us or have been with us.
Is there a deadline for that? Is that January 30th for
the end
companies,
of the month?
I believe,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They have to be mailed, postmarked, or posted by the end of the month, and we will certainly meet that guideline, but like I said, it does take a little bit of prep work to get there. So we are working on that right now. But the good thing is we do offer that employee portal. That's where the employees will see them first. And even after they leave Avalon, their information is always there. If they need a W-2 from 4 years ago, they have it. If they need paycheck stubs from a year ago, they're in there. It holds all the information for the duration of your employment and past.
I'm short enough as it is.
I'm sorry. On the technical difficulty side, the first of the year, we had to make Chip move, and his chair immediately sunk to the absolute floor level. So
he looks like a little kid. He's about 4'3" tall in the studio.
The counter was at eye level.
he kind of went down to the ground.
Oh, my goodness. So, y'all bear with us. We're getting there. But that's such useful information because that is top of mind for everybody right now. Taxes,
oh,
getting everything ready, end of the year, looking at how 2024 went.
If there's ever a year I don't think I would be in an absolute rush to file my taxes, it would probably be this one. And that's just, you know, more of a personal. I might hang off on that just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when the IRS redesigned the withholding form and how they structure the withholdings, their goal was for people to not get a refund. They didn't want anyone to owe and they didn't want anyone to get a refund.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're still getting huge refunds when you file your taxes, what that really means in true transferred reality is you have shorted yourself out of money all year long.
Mm.
You have let the government use your money, hold
with
your
no
money.
Interest.
You're right. They made interest off of it,
sure.
But you did not.
Right.
So if you're still getting a big refund, you might want to take a look at your withholdings. And I know a lot of people really like that. They use that for their family vacations or to do different things. But in reality, what that actually means is you shorted yourself money through the duration of the year that you could have had right then and not have to wait.
You can figure it out. You can calculate how to get zero return. And a lot of people just say, well, you know, at the end of the year, I just want to make sure I get money back. Well,
it's your money.
It's your money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. So why they're going through this, I don't know.
What's the best way to approach that if someone has been just getting that refund every year and they do want to make that change?
Well, okay, so there's a lot of free online calculators. Even the IRS has one. It'll let you, you know, work with the numbers and see, you know, where you need to be. And everybody's, you know, situation is different. They call, well, what should I take out on my taxes? I don't know. You know, do you have dependents? Does your spouse work? Do you own a home? There's a million factors that go into that. Mm-hmm. So you really have to look and do a little bit of research on the best situation for you. Like I said, it's not complicated. There's some very simple calculators out there that can really help walk you through that process. But you can take a look at it and figure your, you know, there's paycheck calculators where you can put in like, okay, this is what my health insurance costs. This is what I put in my 401k. And if I change my withholding to this, what is my check going to look like? And they are very accurate. I mean, they're very, I've never had one be more than like 2 cents off on its calculations.
Really? Okay.
Well, I use it to show employees how there's a certain point in working overtime where it no longer becomes beneficial mm-hmm, to you. Mm-hmm. Like you're working literally for nothing after a certain point. And when I worked in manufacturing especially, you know, I would use that as an example, one, to the employees and two, to my supervisor saying, hey, you know, we're working these people to death and it's not going to be long before they catch on to the fact they're not gaining anything extra from it. There is a break-even point, not to mention them being tired, exhausted, angry. Mm. You know, there's a point where it's no longer monetarily beneficial to them. And so I've used them quite a bit. You know, I highly recommend them. And just, you can plug in your personal situation and see what it looks like for you.
Well, that's some great suggestion. And now's the time to do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So first of the year, you've got, you know, and when you go file your taxes, you know, if there's something way out of whack, that's the time to talk to a tax professional. Maybe ask them, say, hey, what can I do to avoid this next year? And there's some great ways to reduce taxable income. As long as you're not a business owner, I'm going to talk about the regular employee here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Your health insurance premiums reduce your taxable income. Okay, so let's say your paycheck was $1,000 and your health portion was $250. That then makes your taxable income $750.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So pre-tax deductions lower that taxable income. The big one, and this is just an investment in yourself, is a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
In withholding order, per the IRS, 401k is the first thing that comes out. Okay, that's number one. It goes ahead of deductions, garnishments, anything else. That 401k holds the number one spot in that deduction tier.
Okay.
All right? So anything you put in your 401k is reducing your taxable income. If your employer offers a match, that's free money, folks. And you should always put enough into your 401k where you're maximizing your match. If it matches up to 3%, if you contribute 6%, you need to be doing the 6% and get your free 3%.
Great advice.
Put it in there. That reduces taxable income. And then you've got something you're working towards a future retirement goal. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the good things about coming on to Avalon. We have all these programs in place. We have the health insurance ready to go, dental, vision, supplemental products. We have the 401k ready. You can join into that 401k at no cost to you as an employer, no cost to the employees. And it's a win-win. And then it becomes a big tax break for the employer at the end of the year, as well as the employee getting that, reducing their taxable income over the course of the year.
So if there was a business interested in setting this up at this time, they could come in and talk to you and do an inventory of what they're doing right now, compare it to last year, what would make it better for this year. For me, one of the challenges, it just seems to me the tax laws are constantly changing.
They are.
That's the challenge. And so if I don't have a CPA, but having an employee company and a resource company like yourselves can be a huge asset.
The IRS worksheets that they put into your employment packages that a lot of people use, they can be quite confusing.
Yes.
So, you know, give us a call. We see these worksheets all the time, and people are putting in there. By the time they figure it out, you know, they may have one kid, but by the time they figure out this whole thing, they've got 7 or 8. I mean,
right.
We don't know how that happens in 24 hours, but,
right.
But seriously,
well, the number of people that complete that worksheet and then end up putting that they're exempt from federal taxes would actually blow your mind. And it's like,
You're not exempt.
Sure, you're exempt. I mean, like, mm-hmm. There are very few cases where you are truly exempt from federal income tax.
Right.
And we see it a lot with our younger folks. They're like, nope, I'm exempt. I'm like, no, you're not. And then just, like Chip said, with the confusion of the worksheet, you know, by the time you're done, you've either determined, well, I'm exempt from all taxes, or you now have 8 kids.
Right.
Because
right.
It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. And,
right.
and we, I, I've been doing this now for 25 years, and I look at that worksheet, and I've probably got children I don't even know about on these sheets.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness.
So, I mean, and all joking aside, please give us a call at 475-1555. We'll be happy to help you out. Bring your stuff in. We're not accountants. We're not trying to be accountants. But we do understand how these things work, and we can guide you to the best way to help yourself out.
Well, it's an invaluable resource. If you're just tuning in, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're talking with our friends Stacy and Chip from Avalon HR. This is timely time to get your act together in terms of your employees, your taxes, your everything that's coming in this new year. This is the time, and they can provide a lot of useful information for you and services. But if you have a question this morning and you want to text that in at 850-437-1622, and they'll do their best to answer your question, or if you have a comment.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go on at the first of the year that naturally everything starts all over again. Your FICA and your
SUTA, FUTA rates reset.
Everything resets until you reach the first $7,000 of wages, and then it disappears on the employer level. So there's a lot of things, though, that can be misleading. We had and will continue to have in the future accounts that for one reason or another, one of our competitors, if you will be telling them that they can finish up and do their taxes and all this kind of stuff. Oh, and by the way, we'll handle your payroll too. Well, what they're not telling them is that payroll is not done here.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's done elsewhere, as in South Florida. So have one good foggy day when UPS can't get their planes running out, and suddenly you won't get paid.
That's not good.
No, but we've seen it happen, and it does happen, that aggressive salespeople will go out there and they're trying to garner more accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I give them that. That's fine. Competition's good. But be sure you're giving them accurate information.
Right.
I can do your taxes, yes. But your payroll we need to do also, because nobody really wants to do that end of it, the payroll end of it.
Oh, it's very time consuming, especially
yes.
if you have a small business.
Right.
That's why having the HR resources and these resources are so valuable to a small business owner.
And that's what we specialize in is payroll, and we can advise you on other things. And if you need an accountant, I can dang sure set you up. But don't be telling somebody that you can do their taxes and, oh, but by the way, we need to do your payroll, because all they're really after is the payroll.
Right. Okay.
And so they do the taxes, yes, but the payroll they ship out somewhere else to have. They then sublease, if you will, the payroll to another
piece.
Firm.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that, so that's a very good tip.
It happens a lot.
So you need to ask if you are shopping and want a new service, you need to talk to them about it.
And if you're looking for a payroll service now, where is your payroll produced? Is it produced here locally? If I have a problem, can I run down to your office and correct something?
Or will someone actually answer the phone, which we do every call into our office is answered
right.
by a person. You don't get lost in that press one for sales, there's two for accounting.
No, we are local. We are here in Pensacola, by Pensacola, and for Pensacola. We do service payrolls everywhere in the United States. We have payrolls that Stacy and I collaborate on in California.
Wow.
And but we're not farming those payrolls out. We do them right here.
Okay, that's really good to know. It's important.
So, no, we don't.
And just little thing, we're always explain to people, like, we're on the bigger end of a small business. We're not tiny. You know, it's not just a two-person shop, but we are not huge corporate NASDAQ level traded company either. But what that allows us to do is maintain control over so many things. Like, I had an employee yesterday that was in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
okay, very sick, and I got a call from her coworker. Hey, she's in the hospital, she can't find her insurance card, can you help? I had it to her in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We can access the things ourselves because we keep it on the smaller side, and I can get you those things as you need them. You know, if you need your insurance card, dental, vision card, I can give those to you immediately. And that's a huge help rather than trying to track down somebody, well, who are you and who do you work for?
And, right. And well, if the person's not able to speak for themselves.
Well, and if you don't get, like, those systems that house that information are very tightly controlled because it has personal information in mm-hmm. there, right? And if the person that can access it, you can't get in touch with them or you don't know who that is, that could be a problem. I mean, I get calls pretty much daily. Hey, Stacy, I'm sitting in the dentist office parking lot and I've forgotten my card. It's just a regular thing. Absolutely. You know, we can send those right out to you. So it's, and that doesn't matter what state you're in. If you're here in Florida, California, Maryland, and that's another big thing with remote workers since COVID, we have seen an absolute boom in remote workers. So let's say we have a Texas company who has one employee in Maryland. Well, what that means for that Texas company, if they were doing this on their own, they would have to secure their own work comp for Maryland.
They have to get a separate policy for it.
Separate policy.
Oh, okay. That you could get, start to get complicated.
Then you have to file your state unemployment taxes in Maryland, and you have to set up a system to do that. Mm-hmm. And it has to be done timely because they're like mini IRSs at the state. They want their money.
Right.
So, you know, it could become, you know, you hire a remote worker in Maryland, you don't think a thing about it until it comes tax time or they go to file for unemployment and realize that you've not paid into their state. They have nothing to file from, draw from. And it could be potentially a very not good situation at that point.
Sure. Well, then you started talking about penalties and fines, correct?
Right. And they're not bashful about that either.
No.
No, they're not. We had a client come to us that had a $138 fine that had turned in. They owed just over $7,000.
Oh, no, that's not good.
For a $138 miscalculation.
Wow.
That's all it was a miscalculation.
Oh, my goodness.
These are some subtle things, but they're things that are very important to the business owner that he needs to be aware of. I every day listen to business owners and listen to what they're talking about, of what they need in their business. And I really try to help them with what they need. It's very important for them to have a very clear understanding of what the government expects from them. Or they can just let us do it and not worry about it.
Mm. What do you find now with this new year coming and so many changes? We have a new administration. What is some of the most pressing concerns of the businesses you're talking to right now?
Well, I've listened to a couple of businesses discussing the taxation, if it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we don't really know that at this point. They could come up with a bunch of stuff, I guess, at the last minute. But all of these things have to be legislated and then get through the Senate and the House and so forth. So we'll see where that goes. But I've had some calls in regards to that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well, here's my thing on things like that. We don't know yet, right? And we won't know for a few more weeks, months, how that could potentially look. Plan ahead, kind of keep it on your radar, but don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
You know, I don't think anything's going to happen that's going to require any major immediate actions. I'll put it that way. There may be some things thrown out there that, you know, take effect in the next year or so, but I don't think immediately there's going to be any major impacts to any employer.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to have some time where things are just going to kind of set comfortably and you know, shoot, if this TikTok ban goes up, we may see about half of our employers experience increased productivity because their employees don't have anything other to
distract them.
Right, right.
Well, I'm a little curious about a few things myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think are curious questions. You know, the new administration has said that they do not want to tax Social Security and all of that. Well, then what happens to the Social Security and Medicare tax, which is 7.65% of the payroll? So, you know, what happens to that? Does that go away? Does that stay? Or is it going to be upped
mm-hmm.
to account
Right. Well,
so, and I mean, these are things that you just
and that's all conjecture, like we're kind of making it all up because there's a lot of disinformation. And I was just sharing with someone this morning. It's hard to figure out what is the truth and what isn't because there just seems to be so many sources now.
They're constant, right? Different sources. And that's what I said. I don't think there's nothing that's going to happen immediately.
It's kind of like looking at your phone. Is that really a call or is that really a text?
Right.
Or is that just from somebody that's trying to get information? You know?
Well, my boyfriend spam risk calls all the time. It pops up spam risk.
Mine does that too.
And
if my work phone gets one more call about offering me Medicare, I kind of thought when Medicare open enrollment ended, those calls might stop. I was wrong.
No.
They're coming to my work phone, which is extremely frustrating because I have to answer all those calls because I don't know if it's an employee injury, if it's an emergency.
Right.
And the area codes now are so
random.
Random.
Yeah.
Most of them have been coming from Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And I answer and it's like, hi. We can save you hundreds on your Medicare. I am not Medicare eligible, boys and girls. Not there yet, so stop. But yeah, nothing's going to happen immediately. I think, we are going to have some changes, but it's. I don't expect anything.
Everybody just take a pill and sit back.
Take a deep breath.
Just take
that's
a deep
reassuring.
Breath. And
yes.
Just one thing at a time. And anything that does come out, they have to allow time to prepare for. Because we use a software system that updates for us regularly, like state tax changes.
Mm-hmm.
They automatically upload in our software system. Minimum wage changes by state automatically upload. So anything that changes, they're going to have to give people time to update and correct for that.
Gotcha.
That's not something you can
settle
start
into
tomorrow.
The new year. Take mm-hmm. a look at it.
Mm-hmm. And as you can hear just from our conversation this morning, our folks at Avalon HR are experts. This is an expert panel. So if y'all would give, running out of time, I can't believe this, just flown by.
Flown by here.
So if you'll give your number, ways they can contact you, and folks can come in and talk to you and figure out what to do for the coming year. This is the time.
Give us a call, 850-475-1555. I'm Chip Wood, and
you
Stacey
can stop
Oren.
By the office,
just
too.
Stop
we're,
by.
We're local.
100 South Pace.
Right, and if anybody out there does decide to book that flyaway with Lenny to maybe like Bora Bora or something, just please give me a call and invite me to come with because I will be there. I was asking yesterday if there was any direct flights from Pensacola to Bora Bora because I said I needed 3 days in sunshine, warm water, and a hammock somewhere. So,
well,
welcome to join me, folks.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm always up for carrying luggage. So anybody needs help with that, just let me know. Buy my ticket. I'll carry your luggage anywhere you want to go.
There we go.
Deal.
All right. Thank you so much to Avalon HR. They have sponsored this time this morning. They do so much for the community in addition to what they do for their clients. So you can't go wrong if you give them a call. And this is the time to do it. January, I think, would be the best time to give them a call. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys for coming in. You got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to add this morning?
No, it just if you have any questions about a new business that you're starting or a question about just any rules or regulations, there's no obligation. Give me a call.
Okay, that's great.
Love to hear from you. 475-1555.
475-1555. I can remember
absolutely.
That. What's your website?
AvalonHR.com.
There you go. In chorus. You almost sound like you could fly away on that.
We're trying to learn how to do that in harmony.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, don't practice here. Come in when you got a town.
We're not quitting our day jobs.
Thank you both, Stacey and Chip, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.